is for what's Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Lori London in Washington. North Korea launched another missile over Japan early Friday, just days after the United Nations imposed additional sanctions on Pyongyang for conducting its sixth nuclear test. The missile was launched from the Sunan district in the North Korean capital of Pyongyang and flew over the northern Japanese island of Hokkaido Yoshiide Suga, according to Japan's chief cabinet secretary. Warning announcements about the missile blared around 7 a.m. local time in the northern Japanese town of Kamaishi. South Korea's military reported the missile reached an altitude of about 770 kilometers and flew far enough to reach the U.S. Pacific territory of Guam. The U.N. Security Council plans to hold an emergency meeting on Friday afternoon on the latest test. On a visit to storm-ravaged Florida Thursday, President Donald Trump applauded emergency personnel and the military for their response to Hurricane Irma, which inflicted heavy damage several days ago as it churned across the state.
We are there for you 100%. I'll be back here numerous times. I mean, this is a state that I know very well, as you understand, and these are special, special people, and we love them. Thank you.
Well, there are at least 25 storm-related deaths now attributed to Irma, just in Florida alone. An influential industry committee is recommending that the Federal Aviation Administration eliminate or scale back dozens of safety rules, including one on airline pilot qualifications. The FAA's Aviation Rulemaking Advisory Committee says the recommendations are part of a response to an effort by the agency to comply with President Trump's directives.